there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season... We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number 2. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live as well. You can see the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Also, it's sponsored by Tractor Supply. Our man, Kerry Kittles, will join us at the bottom of the hour as we talk NBA hoops with Kerry. And let's stick with the NBA. And Rob, LeBron James has launched a podcast with J.J. Redick, Mind the Game, it's called. And it's doing quite well. And as you might imagine, really good basketball talk on there. But he was talking about the popularity of the women's basketball tournament, college, compared to the men's. And Rob, obviously, this year, the women's tournament is just blowing the men's away in terms of popularity. And here's LeBron's opinion on why.
I don't think there's much difference between the men and women game when it comes to college basketball. I think the popularity comes in is the icons that they have in the women's game. You know, you look at, you know, Angel Reese, you look at, you know, Juju, you look at Caitlin Clark, you look at Paige, you look at the young girl that's in Iowa State, the freshman there, you look at Brink, I believe her last name is, at Stanford. And that's just to name a few. The freshman that's at Notre Dame, because they are not allowed to go to the NBA, I think they have to stay on 4 years, correct?
3 years.
3 years?
Okay. Angel just declared 3 years.
Oh, you have to be 21. Okay. You're able to build a real, like, iconic legacy at a program. And that's what we all love about it. You know, that's what we all love. And we love the girls' game because of that that moment. You actually get to see those girls. That's what make the Final Four and Elite Eight so great. You know, I mean, Iowa was a great team. But Caitlin Clark is the reason we tuned in. Iowa was a great team. But Caitlin Clark is the reason we tuned in. You know? You're going to watch Purdue because of Zach Eadie, because he's a great player. We watched that Purdue-Tennessee game because of Zach Eadie and Kinnick. Players, depending on who they are, will drive the attention, you know, when it comes to viewership.
All right, Rob, what do you think about LeBron's opinion?
Yeah, I don't agree that it's that because women have to stay longer, that's the reason. I didn't watch Caitlin Clark, her freshman and sophomore. I only knew about her last year and this year. And I just think it's what's happened. And let's also say this. I'm not trying to to demean the women and what they're doing. The men's TV ratings are still higher. Let's not make it like no one's
right
watching
now,
the men's. Yeah.
Is the men's tournament higher than the women's?
Yes. Yes. It's not.
Rob
it's
G?
Not.
I want Rob G to say.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. What is it close?
No, not at all.
It's not close.
So like, it's just one. So
just for example, the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese game this past week, 12.3 million, which was the highest ever. Right.
For women.
The NC State Duke did 15. So that game alone is what, 25%?
15 million.
Yeah, it was 25% more than the highest women ever.
And I'm not knocking it, Chris, because it's for women.
So it's relative to what the women have done in the past, right?
But I'm just saying, it's about Caitlin Clark, and that's where it's always about the great players and people. We didn't need Carmelo Anthony to play 4 years in college. He played 1 year, had a championship run, and everybody watched him. You know, like, so I don't know if it has anything to do with that women can't go to the WNBA until they're 21 or whatever it is. Juju, this is her freshman year. We know she's a stud, right? A great young player. So we watch her. I just think it has nothing to do with building a legacy in college, Chris. I just think it's all about somebody emerging and somebody we want to see. When Caitlin started making all these threes from all over the place, did you watch her 2 years ago, Chris, or
no,
her freshman year?
To me, that supports LeBron's point.
How?
Because she's had time to build up a legend. Like,
so
well,
Juju's playing as a freshman.
I mean, Juju ain't the draw that Caitlin Clark
no,
is.
No, but my point. But my point is, she's
most people didn't even know about Juju until she was written about that black women got to be the face of the college basketball.
No,
but I'm not saying nobody knew about her. But let's not compare Juju to Caitlin Clark.
But I'm not. I'm just saying that I don't think that it's about if Caitlin Clark came out this year, Chris, and out of nowhere and was making those threes and doing what she's doing, nobody would go like, "Oh well, because it's her first year. I don't know her." It's about the play.
I'm not saying, Rob, there aren't 1 year. I shouldn't even call it 1 year wonders. But I'm not saying there aren't people who are so captivating that they can capture your attention in 1 year. But most of the time, because you look at Zion, he only played 1 year. He obviously captured the attention. Kevin Durant didn't, you know, go deep in the tournament, so people knew about him. But my point is this. Zion and most other freshmen that really took the nation by storm, people knew about them in high school. Zion was a legend in high school because of his dunking. But what I'm saying is LeBron has an excellent point, and you and I have said this before. One of the things that used to make college basketball, men's college basketball, so much better was that you knew the teams generally year to year. So when Magic was a sophomore, you knew, oh, man, this dude was great as a freshman. Can't wait to see him this year as a sophomore. Michael Jordan, 3 years in college. Man, he hit the game-winning shot when he was a freshman. He's going to be turn it out as a junior, and they got so-and-so and so-and-so. Like, there used to be that. So that's all LeBron's saying. I agree with him. Rob, so year to year, we would know going into the season, North Carolina
got such
and such.
But, Chris, that was a long time ago. You're talking about
players. But even 20 years ago,
but you're talking about players now. I don't know. Anthony Davis, how many years did he play?
I think he only played one.
He played 1 year.
Anthony Davis didn't capture the public's imagination.
No, but I'm just saying, like if somebody is a standout star,
There can be people that do it in 1 year. We're not just talking about one or two people. I'm talking about the game as a whole. The college, we all know, we've been saying all year, Rob, the men's game is not very popular anymore. And even if the ratings are better than the women, it's relative. The women's are much better than they've ever
but
been.
Everybody
the men's are worse.
UConn.
Or at least the interest in the men is worse. Nobody paid that much attention to the regular season. This has been a theme on our show, Rob.
No, but
and one
but
of the
it,
reasons has been because there's no continuity. You don't know year to year who the players are.
Yeah, but the only reason that the women is because of Caitlin Clark. We can sit here and talk about.
Well, she's a senior too.
Yes, but it's about her, Chris, and her play and where she is. She's so different from anything we've seen
That it has nothing to do with because she's played 4 years is what I'm saying.
I think it's about I think it's ridiculous. I think you make some sense. I mean, she is a unique player for many reasons, and we've said that. But I think there's no way I think you can dismiss what LeBron's saying. He may have left some things out. Maybe there are some other things like. Add in what you said, because again, we've seen guys, you know, one and done. Like I think next year, Cooper Flagg, he's the big time, recruit for Duke, and he's regarded as the top player or top three player in the country. If he comes in next year and is great at Duke, he's going to be a draw, and everybody's going to want to watch him. So I feel you on that. But overall, there's no doubt that when the best players stay 2-3 years. You just know them more, and you rivalries between players are built up. Clark, yes, she's a draw by herself, but the rivalry with Angel Reese was also a draw. That rivalry may never happen in the men's game because they're both out of here and in the NBA.
But next year you could have teams next year in women's. Where the teams have been together for years and the players have played 3 or 4 years, and it won't have the same effect, like, because this is so different and unique. That's all I'm saying, Chris.
Well, I agree. I don't know that there's going to be a year-to-year women,
women are better. Because we know them and they played 4 years. That's all I'm saying. That's the part that I disagree. And even when he had to ask the writers.
I just think to dismiss it outright is not correct.
He had to ask the writers.
I have talked about it. Like we've said, there's no continuity in the college game anymore.
I agree with that, but I don't think that that's the reason that people are watching women, Chris, is because of the continuity. That was my disagreement.
No, there's some truth. I mean, obviously, Caitlin and that's her all, unique that's, style
that's
of
my
play.
Point.
Paige Beckers is unique. I mean, I've said it, Rob. I don't generally watch women's basketball.
Neither do I.
But I remember when Paige Beckers was a freshman. And seeing her play, I was intrigued. Like, man, this girl is really special. And then Clark, I didn't know about Clark as a freshman or sophomore. But then last year I became aware of her, and her game draws you in. And, you know, so I would agree with that. But I think, again, I think both of you are speaking some truth. But I just don't think you can say LeBron's out of his mind. That's ridiculous.
I didn't say he was out of his mind.
I think what he's more right about is why the men's game is suffering. You got a good point about his take on the women.
That's all I'm saying.
But the men's game is suffering because they don't have any of those personalities or players that, you know, really captivate the public.
If his comment was about that,
they don't stay around.
If his comment was steered towards the men, then I would agree with that. I just don't think that that's the reason that people are caught up with the women this year. That because Caitlin's played 4 years. I don't believe that. I think that we're just watching a tremendous player. It has nothing to do with her four years.
I don't think that's fully correct. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But here's the difference, Rob. Caitlin Clark, now she was still great as a freshman. But the point is, there are players that play 1 year in college and go to the NBA, and they would have developed into players that would have captured the public's attention. All right, as older players. Like, Caitlin Clark, had she played 1 year when nobody really knew about her, even though she was putting up good numbers, and then gone straight to the WNBA, you wouldn't be having this moment right now.
I get
Paige
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right, some of it's related to her becoming a better player, and now everybody taking notice as she's a junior and senior.
Yeah, I think if it was directed at the men, he'd have a better argument.
I mean, I think
he was
kind of directing it at both.
You know what I mean? But the women, it's about Caitlin. Oh, my God. That's what this is. And who knows, Chris, as we said, UConn's been a great program. Tennessee was a great program for a long time. Some of these other schools, LSU's won a championship. And
Baylor
and whatnot. And I don't know if this will ever be duplicated. I just can't imagine it will or anytime soon, but I could be wrong.
Well, I think, honestly, Rob, and this is talks to this discussion, I think a good test will be next year with Juju. Are people, because Clark will be gone, Angel Reese will be gone. I don't know, Beckers, if she's got a year left, she may go anyway to the WNBA, but maybe she might. Rob G, I think she probably has 1 year left of eligibility. But if all of those are gone and Juju's there, Rob, I know there's a few other good players too, but does Juju, you know, carry the tournament? That'll be a good test because people know about her, you know, and that continuity will be there. Maybe it'd be better if somebody rises up to kind of challenge her as the best player in the country.
If they get a 12 next year with Juju, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that UConn USC game. What do a 6, I think.
Right, that's what I'm saying, which is good, Chris, but that ain't no 12. Yeah.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think it's kind of two things. The women's game, is it all about Caitlin as far as the popularity, or is it the continuity of the players? And the men's game has the decline in popularity. Is that due to the lack of continuity year to year with players and the best ones leaving after one season? I do believe that. I'm on board with LeBron on that one. But where are you at? 877-99 on Fox. A couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Tractor Supply, they believe the same thing. They bring heart and hustle, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in on why the women's game is seemingly more popular than the men's in this NCAA tournament. LeBron says it's because the men's players leave after a year. You don't really get to know them. Women's game, they build up rivalries and popularity over there 3 or 4 years. Rob disagrees. I agree to a large degree with LeBron. Where are you at?
All right, Andre in Indianapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up? Oh, did we lose him? We lost him. Dan in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Long-time listener. Thanks, gentlemen, for always putting on a good show.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I think Caitlin Clark, as great as she is, I mean, do we think, I mean, I hate to say it, but because she's white, part of the popularity is because of that?
I've said that, and I don't mean it in a racist way at all. I do think that her being white is a part of it, because let's just face it, we're not used to seeing white players dominate, not white American players, dominate basketball, men or women. Now, there have been more in women's, but I think that is a large part of it. I also do think the logo threes and the game is a lot
that's
like
huge.
Steph's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's only because she's white. If she was black and shooting like
logo
that,
it'd be
similar.
Yes.
But I do think that's kind of an ad. It's like unique. Let's just keep it real.
Right.
And so I think that's a factor, but her game is, you know, It's a unique game as well.
Out of this world. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I do feel that the interest and excitement surrounding women's basketball and these astronomical ratings, it is a lot dependent on Caitlin Clark herself, her personality, her story, and they are going to struggle. Now, I don't think I want to put respect on Caitlin's name, because, you know, she has earned this spotlight, you know, coming from Iowa, deciding to stay in Iowa, put on for her city. I know Des Moines, you know, small city, but really to raise where she came from into prominence, that's awesome. And then she is a dynamic player and scorer. She showed that in the LSU game. But I'm not, you know, I think that it's twofold. She deserves her respect, but she's also getting a little bit more of the pie than is appropriate, given the fact that it's not only Juju. Dawn Staley has equaled, in my view, what John Thompson did at Georgetown in the 80s. And she's not getting the
Dawn Staley? But the thing is, though, that's not the standard in women's basketball.
Nah, that ain't
the standard. The standard is Gino Auriemma with 11 titles and Pat Summitt with 8.
And UConn's been to 23 Final Fours in the last 29 years.
She ain't being compared to John Thompson.
Right. That ain't gonna work. Not in college basketball. And
nah,
you just said
not women.
And Pat Summitt. Pat Summitt was a legend.
Right, right. Those are the two people she's shooting for.
Yep. Adrian in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre? Adrian, I'm sorry.
What's up, gentlemen? Dre's fine. How you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
Great.
You?
Good, good, good. As a fan of all around sports, I tune in for storylines. You know, the rivalries and like Aaron Rodgers going back to Lambeau, I'm watching. You know, Goff.
Everybody and their uncle is watching that game.
Watching.
That's going to be a huge
rating. That always makes it better.
Yep.
Exactly. On top of the phenomenal play that everybody's doing, like, it's women's is where it's at right now.
That's part of what LeBron's saying. Like, that creates storylines, Rob, when people are there longer. It creates rivalries and storylines and things like that.
Yeah, but you could have a storyline on somebody just playing great in 1 year, too, like a great story.
No, it happens. Yep, yeah, it happens.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, Melo was that.
Melo was exactly that, like in Cobb. 1 year, Jim Beha.
Zion
thanks for the call,
was that.
Thanks for the call, Adrian.
Zion
appreciate
was captain.
Yeah.
You know.
And Chris, where would Jim Boeheim be without Carmelo? He should be thanking Carmelo every day.
Right, right.
Unbelievable.
All right, you got one more?
No.
All right, we got Kerry Kittles around the corner. Here's Steve DeSega with the update. Steve.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals. Now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst.
Yes, sir.
Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's
Kerry.
Up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good. How are
we
you?
We are good, man. We are good.
Glad to be here.
Well, look, let's start with what's becoming a really surprising story, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. They've lost the last two nights. They lost to Washington and Memphis, two of the worst
ridiculous.
Teams in the league.
Absolutely
we get
ridiculous.
It, Dame Lillard's not there, but still. And those teams, Washington and Memphis, were missing some players too. Kerry, they were 30-13 under Adrian Griffin. They're 15-15 under Doc Rivers. What do you think is the reason for their struggles? Or the main reason,
you know, I'd say. I think there's a lot of reasons why. I think, number one, whenever there's that much shakeup in an organization, especially mid-season when you're changing a coach, it happened to me once after we went to the NBA Finals, so I know what it's like in the locker room. It's hard to find that chemistry. It's hard to get everybody back on the same page to buy in. And listen, Doc has seen it all as a former player, as a former coach. I know he's trying to push everyone's buttons. And then you have him complaining, right? About all the other extras just not being all in and they're not taking losing serious. That's a big problem that needs to be addressed within the organization.
Well, that's Chris what I want to ask you that. Like, I think Doc has to be careful because, look, we know how he struggled, you know, in the postseason the last decade or so in several places, L.A., Philly. And, you know, the players and the members of the organization know that as well. And when they see Doc kind of, it looked like it was kind of an excuse, you know, to point the finger somewhere else, trainers, staff, whatever, whoever is not professional. I think he has to be careful, Kerry, that he doesn't lose some people that start saying, hold on, you're putting it on us? You know, is that, did you think that? Did that sound like that could be a danger? When you heard that quote?
Isn't this what he's done, though, in his coaching
yeah.
career? Like, this is he's been consistent as a leader that he's not going to take any accountability for what happens whenever the team isn't doing well. It happened
right.
in L.A. It happened in Boston. It's happened almost every place he's been. When things fall apart, Doc Rivers is known to kind of look around the room instead of looking within himself. So, yeah, it's a fair criticism to him, and I think he has to address that within himself. But, look, they have problems. I think whenever you lose a guy, a glue guy like Jrue Holiday,
yep.
you can bring in a scorer like Damian Lillard as a scorer. I think they're missing a lot of other elements to their organization. And from the culture on down, there seems to be systemic issues.
And Kerry, can I say thank you for that honest take on Doc Rivers? I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Thank you. Because, you know, a lot of people, they hemming and hawing and tap right. dancing. Seriously. No, I think that this is a pattern that has happened
yes.
for a long time. This is not taking a shot at him. This is what he does. Kerry's right.
And he keeps getting hired. So why does he have to change?
Right.
He goes on television.
Right. It's working for him in that regard.
Chris and I were shocked when he got hired at Philadelphia. Like, shocked.
I was even more shocked when he got hired in Milwaukee. So
like,
there you go.
Yeah, yes. yeah. That was really, I mean, all right. I wanted to ask about the
Knicks and Julius Randle and what a blow that is to the Knicks who are having a – I know they're struggling of late. They've lost three in a row. They're losing tonight to Sacramento. But just They've had a turn, you know, a really good season for the most part, and now they get news that he's done for the season.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And they need a physical presence. It just takes pressure off of Brunson to not have to do it all every single night. DiVincenzo has really excelled as the last month and a half. But I think they definitely needed him. In the postseason, when things slow down, you need a physical forward who can get you some buckets. And that's unfortunate. But the Knicks are probably a year away from really being competitive in the East. But I still think they're going to be a tough out in the East because, quite frankly, besides Boston, who's really that dominant? Nobody. So I think they're going to still have some fun in the postseason.
Well, that's where I wanted to ask you about Philadelphia. Joel Embiid's back. They're up 16 right now late in the second quarter against Miami. How dangerous do you think they can be with a healthy Joel Embiid?
I mean, he definitely is an MVP talented player, but missing that many games this late in the season, having a comeback and now find chemistry, I don't see them being a serious threat in the East. I think they'll be competitive. Obviously, he's a dominant player, but right now, Boston is the clear favorite in the East. There's no debate around that. And, we'll see what happens in Philly.
MVP, your MVP.
I said it. Luka's my guy. I'm sorry. I think
even at this point, because they look like they're going to stay in five.
Did you see the straw poll? No?
No, I did not.
Okay, the writer's straw poll. 85 first place votes for the Joker. What is it? Shea got
10? 85%. 85 out of 100. Yep.
Shea got 10, and Luka got 2?
Luka, wow.
Luka got 1. That was your vote, Carrie.
That was my vote. But
that was it. It's 85, 10,
okay.
1. Yep.
Okay. I can't control that. I don't have a vote. But let me tell you something. When the Mavericks roll in the postseason, don't say I didn't tell you.
Now, wait, what are you talking about? When you say roll, they go into the Western Conference Finals? They're going to the Finals?
Yes,
okay, that's all.
Western
Conference Finals.
Against, Denver?
Pick. Against Denver, and then they're not beating Denver?
Yes.
Well, no, remember, now, right now, Kerry, well, we don't know how it's going to play out, right? The seeding is all up in the air.
They'll probably play the Clippers, and I have them beating the Clippers easily.
Easily. Now, look, Luka is phenomenal. You know the rules. Generally, a fifth seed, you're not going to win the MVP.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, he's having a great year. But Jokic, I also think, Kerry, that fair or not, a lot of people looked at what Jokic did in the finals and the playoff run. A lot of people thought he should have got it last year over Embiid. Yep. I voted for Joel Embiid. I felt I was fine with that. But a lot of people felt like it could have been Jokic, right? And so I do think, Kerry, he kind of started, with a head start.
And then had a good year.
And if they win it this year and he wins MVP, I think next year he'll kind of start at the deficit. You know how this works. I mean, sometimes it's spread around among that ultra-elite group of players. Luka will get his. And if they make a nice run in the playoffs, Kerry, then I think Luka will probably be the front runner, or certainly right there next season, probably with Shea.
That's why I think they should include the first and second round in the playoffs. But what do I know? Right, we saw what happened many years ago.
But if that's the case,
it's a regular season MVP.
What they should do, Kerry, is they should have a show on TNT at the end of the season, and that's when they should announce all the winners, have them on via remote, because too many people get confused start announcing it like during the Western Conference Finals, who's the MVP. If his team is out, it looks silly, and people are like, how is he the MVP? They just got bounced in the first round.
But it's a regular season award. You sound like you want to be an executive producer and have the show. But
all right, before we go, who's the best player in the NBA?
Yo, the Joker.
2024. The Joker.
Well, he's the best player in the NBA. Don't you agree?
I agree.
But I think Luka. I think Luka's having a better season. That's my opinion. Luka's having a better season individually.
And Denver will be hard. You'll be hard. You can beat them, but it'd be hard to beat them 4 times. Am I right? That's what makes it when you talk about a championship.
Okay. All right. I disagree with that, but we'll see. All that's right, why so they play the game.
So who do you have winning?
A lot of people, Carrie, a lot of people have compared him to Luka. They said kind of James Harden, you know, dominates the ball. They gotten away from that for the good, in your opinion, this year?
I think they did. I mean, look at how he's integrated Kyrie as his sidekick. It's not like, yes, he's taken a lot of shots, probably a few too many for me, but I think his dominance and what he does, he's unguardable. He's, what, second in assists or whatever it is?
Yeah, first in scoring, second in assists. Yep.
He's doing, you know, he's having a heck of a season. He's not getting any recognition for it right now. That's why I think he's going to go nuts in the postseason. And they're going to win games.
Well, look, we saw him a few years ago get to the conference final. So it's certainly not out of the question.
They had that bad game 7, right?
All right, Kerry, great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And we got it on tape. All right, we're going to play it back.
You got it on tape. Okay. Exactly. I like that. All right, Kerry.
Is the mayor of Dallas throwing shade at one of its most prominent citizens?
I love this.
We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Give me the money shot.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios in basketball as we're watching right now and all weekend. What a weekend. NCAA tournament action all weekend. A successful game plan for these teams starts with the right players. And that's the way they feel the Tractor Supply. Plus, they bring heart and hustle, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. That, of course, Rob, was the Love Boat. Which I love that show.
Did you watch that? The Love Boat?
Yes. Yep. I mean, my Saturday night, you know, I was a little kid.
You weren't going nowhere, right?
Right. I wasn't hanging out. It was Different Strokes, Facts of Life.
Okay.
Love Boat. and then Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
You remember that lineup.
Oh, yeah. I still say it was the most ridiculous. Hervé Villechaize was Tattoo, right?
Tattoo.
That plane. But, Chris, he talked his way out of that job, which I still can't believe.
Like, he did?
Yes. He demanded the same amount of money as Ricardo Montalban, right, who was Mr.
Roy. Star of the show.
Yes.
Well, you know.
And yeah. And Tattoo had, like, a few lines.
We haven't heard from Tattoo since.
Well, he's dead now, but you're right. Chris.
I'm sorry.
But if I was his agent, I would have said, dude, unless they remake The Wizard of Oz, there's no role for you.
I tell you what, though, Rob. Maybe we even can do this. This could be the topic. Rob G and Alex, y'all can join in.
Please.
It was so Rob G and Alex, do you guys remember Fantasy Island?
Absolutely.
That show.
So you remember reruns.
It's got to be reruns.
Steve,
you actually watched it?
Put your headphones on, Steve.
You actually watched it, Alex?
Yeah, I actually watched a bunch of it.
All right, so the premise was you could go to this island.
Right.
And whatever your fantasy was.
Right.
They would make it happen.
Right.
I guess you're there, what, Rob, a week or whatever it was?
Yeah, it was the whole thing is, like, say you wanted to reconnect with your ex or somebody you lost in life or whatever the storyline is. Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, and obviously this is a family show.
Steve.
But what would your fantasy be if you could go somewhere?
That's a great question, Chris. Fantasy?
Yeah, Rob, do not answer that, okay?
No.
Keep us on air. Show, Rob.
Go ahead, Rob G, Steve, and Alex.
Okay, I don't remember this show.
You never saw it?
I remember seeing it, but not enough to remember reruns anywhere.
Okay. I guess, I mean.
Not enough to know. So if whatever I wish for, this is like a shop talk right now.
Right.
Whatever I wish for, it's only effect for that 1 week or.
Yeah, it doesn't continue. Oh, it's over after.
It's over after you leave the island.
So it's basically you get to live, you know, if you want to be an NBA star.
For a week?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's tough.
That's
why would I only
right
want
there?
It for a week?
Well because look, it's a fantasy.
Rob G, just play along.
Okay.
Come on, Rob.
You know what?
But here's the thing, though.
I want to be over 6'1".
Hold on. If I remember correctly, when you're in that week, it feels real. Right?
Right. That's the whole fantasy.
I mean, you know,
I guess you
got to go. It's going to end. But, like, it really feels real.
Okay, so Rob
so
G,
take
go
that,
ahead.
Rob.
I want to be 6'1".
Okay. So you want to be tall.
Yeah.
That's easy.
That's Steve, not even tall. That's Steve, like Steve middle DeSager. Of America.
Steve, did you watch the show, right?
Absolutely. I remember there was a baseball episode with Tommy Lasorda and Steve Garvey and Fred Lynn and people like that.
So
yeah.
What was that one?
A guy probably wanted to play baseball, right. You know, had, be in right, uniform right. on the field with yeah. the major leaguers. That would be cool.
So that would be you.
Or see your team clinch. Actually be in the stadium, not watching on TV.
Really?
Whatever right. the sport.
You're easy to please.
Yeah,
Steve.
That's easy. Alex?
You said it's just for the week, right?
Right.
That's it's
right.
not like I want this much cash and I take it with
right.
me.
No,
it's
no,
just
yeah,
the
no,
episode's
you
over.
Do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You know what's funny? Is I always told I was great with my words and articulation skills and et cetera, and people really wanted me to... Yeah, like in debate class, I dominated in school. So they always wanted me to in politics or law or something like that, which
I
didn't...
You want to be president?
Well, I would say I would love to be president for a week and see how it is.
Wow.
I would love to, just to see how I could do in public settings, sitting in front of like Vladimir Putin and be like, what's up, Putin? You know, like it'd be a fun time. I think it'd be dope.
You'd see it's probably a lot more work than we all know.
Yes.
I mean, everybody who goes in there, CB, after 4 years is gray on top, so I'm sure it's a lot of work.
Oh, no, almost everybody.
Almost all, unless you're dying.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one guy who went in and didn't come out great.
Oh, don't bring that up.
This is without thinking about every single possibility in my life. But honestly, I might just say I want to be a basketball star for a week, like NBA star for a week.
I'll tell you.
I've had dreams where, for some reason, I was out on the court playing with some pros and actually balling.
You know what's crazy?
I think I would say that.
Mine would be, it's kind of when I had puppy love, like the
I'm
first
I'm holding
girl.
The dumb button.
No. The first girl that
oh,
I really
love?
Had.
I thought you said you never went.
No. Puppy love.
Wow.
It was my wife, Camille, but I'm talking about puppy love. Like the first girl, like her name was Giggy. Giggy, and I was so nervous around her.
Giggy. Now, what was her name?
She sounds beautiful, Rob, if I may say.
And I would love, you know, like she was only here for the summer, Chris, like in our neighborhood staying with like a cousin or an aunt.
Oh, okay.
So it was like that. Like she came into my life and then she was gone and moved back to wherever she was from.
Right.
And I spent that summer with her, never to ever see her again. Like that would be my fantasy. Like to just experience like
So you've never seen her again. Never, how old were you when she? When
this was like 8 or 9 years old. You know, when you're just feeling like, oh wow. Yep.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look at everybody here. You're the hopeless romantic all of a sudden.
I know.
Of all people.
Right. You would have thought I'd be throwing singles.
That's what I'm saying. I want to own Magic City for a week.
Dinners.
I want my own strip club.
That's right. And then after, you know, I reconnect with Giggy, 30. Then I would send her to the strip club. You know?
Giggy. You just
You're
had
terrible,
to ruin.
Dude.
It was a nice moment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was a nice moment for 10 seconds, but now it's an interesting thought.
Rob G, you should just watch one episode. You can find it.
I've seen it before. I didn't watch it enough to remember all the details.
It's not the greatest, but it's a good show.
It was cool. All right, we got an hour left on this TV theme song Thursday, so that was appropriate. Keep it live.
That was good. Giggle.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.